Hallelujah. It is Friday. Welcome, everybody. The John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. It's here. It's August 28th. It's all the best moments from today's morning show. We started off with double aces. Heard about our worst nightmare in radio, ear removal, disgusting Stones lyrics. Heard about a case of mistaken pork. Macaulay Culkin's tweets were brought up once again, and no reply was in song stories today. The jersey from the guy who kicked the infamous wide right field goal in the Super Bowl is up for auction. We took a stab at the snake oil challenge once again, see who would fare. The champion of selling you on a fake product and comedian Jim Gaffigan joined us. Here we go. It is the best daily podcast of them all. Fridays. Happy weekend, everybody. Enjoy the daily podcast.
You guys are probably going to be jealous of the Phoenix Desert Vista High School golf team, right? What are they called? They're called the Thunder.
All right.
Because
I didn't know golf teams had names.
All right. Well, I guess they do in Arizona. Cool. They were playing. One of the guys from the Thunder managed to get an ace in the ninth hole.
Nice.
At an Arizona country club. Okay. All right. This guy Ross Kosis knocked a hole in one in using an 8-iron on a 156-yard par 3 shot.
Okay.
Beefy shot with an 8-iron.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, the next round of players comes up, and another guy from their team, Cody Bissett, did the same thing with an 8-iron.
Come on.
Right. One hole in one into that ninth hole, followed by the next guy on the team.
Dude, the odds.
Hole in one into that ninth hole.
The odds of that are crazy high.
It should have been end of the match. It's like beer pong. If you make two balls in the same cup,
that's it. You're done.
The John DeBella Podcast.
There's something unholy about this.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
You must be prepared for the consequences.
102.9.
What about consequences?
MGK.
There are some people, I'm not anti-tattoo. I don't have tattoos. And my son has far too many tattoos. And there are some people who are just addicted to tattoos.
Oh, no doubt. Yep.
I mean, it is definitely an addiction. And, and years later, I remember seeing a cartoon years ago of two old guys sitting in easy chairs. And they had tattoos all over them. And it's one said to the other, "Oh, I see you were an a-hole in the 90s also." Right? Anyway, have you heard about Mr. Skullface?
No.
His real name is Sandro. He's a 39-year-old guy that lives in Germany, and he has spent over $7,000 on body modifications, 17 of them to be exact. And his latest one, and it was done professionally, is he had his ears removed.
What?
Oh, God.
So that he could look more like a skull.
How does he
still can hear. It's the outside part of his ears that were removed.
They didn't close it off.
No, they didn't close it off. No. This way he resembles a skull that much more. Okay. Right? I mean, he also has various tattoos, implants, piercings, and he had spikes put on the top of his head.
Of course he did.
Yeah, I know. It's not an addiction. Not at all. I'd give you a picture, Dave, but it's just too much to look at.
Yeah, I don't want to go there.
The John DeBella Podcast.
This, wow.
John DeBella.
Wow, you're so dominant.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Wow.
MGK.
Nick, is that really possible?
What was that line? I don't think I've ever picked up on it.
Really?
You just want me to say it.
Come on, Steve.
I've never picked up on it until I just said that? I know what the line is now, but I just never paid attention to the end of that song.
Yeah, it's like really? That's the line you went with, Mick?
Search zombie porn. You'll get it.
You guys know that I will stay true to a different song that they say that Mick says something. That,
yes.
Yes.
And I thought of that and wasn't going to mention it. Uh-huh. Probably a good idea.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You hard of hearing, sucker?
102.9.
Shut up, boo.
MGK.
Earlier this morning, I came across a story. I sent the picture to Dave to put up on our Facebook page, and when he saw it, he goes, "Oh my God, what the hell is this?" Well, a woman in Ohio went to a supermarket, and she bought something called turkey tails. Now, Dave says that they're mushrooms, but Steve managed to find it's some sort of soul food thing.
It almost looks like chicken thighs.
It's chicken thighs? Okay.
Chicken thighs, turkey tails.
This woman bought this, although for her, they look so phallic that she thought that somebody's anatomy had been put in. Well, here's what she had to say.
Somebody's body part is in my beans. Hey, y'all, this is serious. Like, the medical examiners and everybody's on their way to my house. So I called the police, and they came out, and this is the first they ever had in Akron, Ohio. They don't know what to do. They about to send the medical examiners and the coroner out to my house because it is for real, and I'm not joking. It is somebody's private parts.
It is somebody. Now, when you see it, yes, she's right. It does look like somebody's private parts.
Maybe a mummy's.
In reality, it's basically a pork tenderloin. It's like, come on.
I hope the medical examiner starts eating it.
Lady, if the meat ain't moving, then...
The John DiBella Podcast.
I'm a man who likes to talk and sing with children.
102.9 MGK.
So yesterday we came across that Macaulay Culkin tweet.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and I went looking, and I realized there are a lot of things that Macaulay tweets. I mean, he tweeted this thing yesterday, if you weren't with us, where it was like, hi, it's Macaulay Culkin. I'm 40. How do you feel? Old? Right? You know, so I went looking, and I decided, you know, why don't we take some of these brilliant tweets
mm-hmm.
that come from Macaulay Culkin and make a new feature called...
And now, real tweets from Macaulay Culkin. I feel bad for all the burglars who never had the confidence to rob a house on Christmas, thanks to me. I like flowers because they're like grass that put on a fancy hat. I just woke up and saw that I was trending. Can someone explain what's going on? Did I die again? And finally, I love fog because it's the closest I'll ever get to being hugged by a cloud. These have been real Macaulay Culkin tweets. For more, check out his Twitter account. That's how it works.
Those are real.
Wow.
Every one of those is real.
Walt Whitman.
The John DiBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9.
We tried this once before, the snake oil challenge. This is, and there's wagering around, allowed on this. You get to vote on our text board, and if you're, you know, betting with somebody in the car, right, or we have somebody in the car, you could bet with them as to who the winner is going to be.
Sure.
Right? But the way this works is we randomly pick two words each, right, and we've got to make a 30-second commercial out of them. Now, right. I realize the idea of, who wants to listen to these guys make commercials? Yeah, but you haven't heard the random words yet. So whatever those two random words are, they become the product.
Yes.
Right? And it's a challenge.
It's a blur.
It's a blur. That was Steve's big line on his ad the last time we did this.
How are sales?
Right.
High.
High, yeah. They were.
Very good. Like, yeah, they actually skyrocketed. They took off.
I'm not surprised.
Almost like rocket snow.
Right. It was like rocket snow.
They've been a blur.
Those were the two words that Steve got the last time. Rocket and snow. So he came up with, we don't
rocket
even...
Rocket snow, wiper blades.
Wiper snow, that was what it was. And their slogan is...
It's a blur.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents... Song Stories.
Song Stories being brought to us by Matt Blatt and Mitsubishi. It's simple and safe with their new Fast Track. Check out online at mattblatt.com. It's a blur. Just months after Phil Collins had used the Earth, Wind, and Fire horn section, the Phoenix Horns, on I Missed Again for the Face Value album, the guys were in the studio working on the Abacab album, and, well, Mike Rutherford will explain how this idea came about, and, well, it didn't seem all that good at first.
Entirely Phil. I mean, it was his idea, and I was open to it. Went to L.A. with the Phoenix Horns, and the funny story is the first take of doing it, because Phil and Hugh Padgham said, these guys are really tight. And the first take was shockingly bad. But I couldn't believe it, and Phil and Hugh went a bit quiet. I then realized that they have a sound, and once they get it, it's great, but until they get it, it's a train wreck. But it was great in the end.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Oh, isn't it sweet?
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
If I say Super Bowl 25, what's the most memorable thing that happened in that game?
You just saying Super Bowl 25.
No, come on. You know better than that, even though you probably weren't even alive for it.
What year was it?
Somebody's leather helmet got knocked off.
No.
What, 30 years ago?
Yeah.
Even three. Joe Montana threw a touchdown.
No.
Or Steve Young threw a touchdown.
No. Wide left.
Oh, it was the Bills?
Yeah, it's the Bills Giants. Yeah, it's the wide left. Super Bowl, Scott Norwood was the guy who went wide left on what would have won the game for the Buffalo Bills. Well, that memory can live forever in your own home because Scott Norwood has put his jersey from that game up for grabs. It's
wide
up for
right.
bids. Wide right?
Wide what right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Let's make sure we get it right for Weston.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, exactly.
He's a Bills fan.
Actually, he's the one who told me about this sale. So I looked it up this morning. $27,000 is what the bidding is up to right now. All right. And, you know, that game, that was the, there was so much going on during that game. That was right after the Lebanon bombing of the Marines.
Beirut.
Beirut bombing, right?
Okay.
I'm off by one everything this morning, right? But going in there, I mean, we were in cattle chutes. They literally, you had to be
at this game.
I was at the game.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was at the worst stadium on the planet. That's where it was in Tampa, at their old stadium, which was like the Kleenex stadium or something, something stadium. And all they had was bench seating.
Ooh.
So you had no back on your seat.
Like a high school game.
Right. Yeah. They gave you a little cushion. That was nice as a memento.
They gave you Kleenex.
Right. But I was with my dad. And I had never taken my dad to a football game. I had never spoken about football to my dad.
Jeez.
And he grew up a Giants fan because that's all there was in New York when he was a kid. It was only the Giants, right? And when that thing happened, when that wide right kick happened, I saw him. I thought my father was going to die. I honestly did. He was standing up on the bench. He had taken his jacket off. He was, waving it in a circle.
The terrible jacket.
Just right. It was the terrible jacket. He just was over the top.
I bet.
And I'm like, who is this man? I had never, ever seen my dad act that way about anything.
Except at the halftime show for New Kids on the Block when he was doing the same thing. waving the jacket.
All right, and then he threw his underwear up on stage, which was just very embarrassing.
John DeBella.
Oh, my God.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
That's insane.
Are you all right?
102.9.
Yeah, he's so hot.
MGK.
We did this once before. We call it the Snake Oil Challenge. Snake oil is it's a crap gift. It's a crap product.
Yeah.
Right? You know, right. That guys used to sell as if it was it'll clear up your rheumatoid arthritis.
Drink this elixir. It has flannel in it.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, it's a classic con.
It's right. So we're calling it Snake Oil Challenge because of that. And what we do is we put a random set of words into a hat. Right, we all pick two of them, and that is the product that we have to sell. And the last time you had rocket snow, do you remember what yours was?
Mine was terrible.
Something
it was like
string.
Something string.
String and string.
I couldn't do much with it.
I have no idea what
hand
what
string
mine
or
was.
Yeah. You had a dumpster fan.
Oh, dumpster fan?
Or some trash fan or something like that.
So it's our job to come up with a 30-second commercial for these on the spot as soon as we see the words. Now, if you get to vote on this, and if you want, there could be side bets, but text one for Steve, two for Dave, and three for me to MGK as to who does the best spot. Now, Steve, you've picked your two words.
Yeah.
All right, get to look at them now for the first time.
First.
And your words are?
First word. Ooh, is it tear or is it tear?
Ooh, it's up to you.
Oh.
Okay.
Second word. Anger. I already know what the word is.
Oh, man.
Okay, all right.
That actually kind of works.
All right, well, you ready?
Yep.
Your time begins now.
Have you ever been so angry at somebody, maybe it's a host that you work with, that he says something and blames you for something that you know wasn't your fault, and you get so angry that tears start streaming down your face? Well, we have a cure for that. It's called dry eye. When you're angry at your coworkers for something stupid they did, get yourself some dry eye, squirt it in the eye, it sucks all the liquid right out. Stop those anger tears.
Okay, there was Steve's ad.
Is that Ben Stein over there?
For anger tears.
All right, clear eyes.
You were too energetic for him.
That's way Steve for anger tears. If you believe Steve does the best spot, somebody already voted three.
Of course they know. The sycophants are already out.
Unbelievable.
Oh, man. We're writing your number down.
Okay,
you're blocked.
What do you have?
And reported.
What are your words, Dave?
I got, let's see. Ooh, topical. Mask.
Mask, okay.
And space.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, you ready? Your time begins now.
Do you think about joining Space Force? Well, join the club. With Space Mask, you're a shoo-in. You don't even need to apply. Trump's not even going to look at your resume if you have the Space Mask. Don it, put it on your head, tie it around. It's not a face diaper like everybody else is wearing out on the street. No, it's a face mask. You put this sucker on, next thing you know, you're in a rocket and you're going up to have sex with Elon Musk. Space Mask. Buy it now. 1-800-SPACE-MA. We ran out of room. No good?
Okay. There was Dave's spot. If you can believe Dave did the best commercial, you can text two to MGK, MGK. All right. I've got pump.
All right.
And wig.
Oh, God.
All right.
Where's this going to go?
All right. In these trying times, you do not need hair problems, especially if you are hairless. If you're a man who's wearing a toupee and in these trying times you have found that toupee is beginning to look a little too flat, a little too stuck to your head, then you need this all-new product that is going to make your hair look spectacular. Yes, it's the wig pump. You just plug it in behind your toupee at night while you're sleeping, and it will freshen up your toupee to be better than anything you ever had before. Want one? It's airpump.com. So there you go.
Guys, we are idiots.
Who did moron?
I just want to do this every break, honestly.
Who did the best spot? Text one for Steve, two for Dave, three for me to MGK MGK. That's 645-645. And maybe one of us will send you our product.
If I don't win, I am going to have tears of anger.
Dry tears of anger. Anger tears. The Doors and Roadhouse Blues from Morrison Hotel. A few weeks ago, we had our author and musicologist buddy, Chris Epting, on with us telling the story about Morrison Hotel, which I always thought, when I would look at that picture, I always thought that was in like some ghost town, some old Western village. No, it's in the like old L.A., right, not far from where that building, where every time there's some sort of cop show and they show that white building, right, you know, that's the city hall.
Okay.
Right. That it's not far from right there.
Oh, cool.
Right, where they took that shot. So, and the whole story behind it. And Chris Epting and I are doing Zoom videos together. We were talking about this the other day.
Yeah.
All right. And people are liking them. So, and then there's the one with Paul Mercurio, too. And people are liking that, too. So they're all sitting on our Facebook page and at WMGK.com.
There's a 50th anniversary edition of Morrison Hotel coming out.
Yeah. In October. Yeah. And there's a Ron Wood documentary coming out as well.
I saw that. I think it's probably online or virtual. But Netflix, is that what it is? Amazon. One of those.
All right. Well, we should get some copies of it or whatever we need to get.
We'll get Ron. We'll hand him out.
We'll do that.
Just Ron.
Right. 73 degrees outside right now. Sunny with a possible afternoon shower. The high temperature, about 91 degrees. You know, the next time we do snake oil, we should invite Cindy to be part of it.
Oh. I need to drink a cup of coffee before I do that. So, big cup.
Do you have an opinion on who did this best?
You know, it was kind of close, but I think Dave won me over with the Elon Musk reference.
Thank you. All right.
Okay. Not lying about that either.
Well, there were three of us in the contest, and ladies and gentlemen, it is time for us to figure out, by your votes, who was the best snake oil salesman. Was it Steve, Dave, or me? And after calculating all the votes, ladies and gentlemen, once again, I get to get Steve really angry.
Oh, no. And me. What?
Yep. So, Dave,
this is an outrage.
You got 38% of the vote.
I solved my problem.
You did?
I've unplugged my headphones.
This is an outrage.
All right. Steve got 13% of the vote. I got 49% of the vote.
You know what killed me?
Now, I'm a mediumly paid white professional. You got to understand, right? You stand no chance. You stand no chance. What got you?
Those damn anti-maskers. Listen, you know I sold it well. Screw you guys. Actually, one of you.
I only beat you by like 11%. So that should make you feel better. Right?
I'm angry.
Keep your stupid wig. All right. Won't need it for 50 years.
It's not the wig, it's the wig pump.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
All right.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I saw a gay porno once. I didn't know until halfway in.
102.9 MGK.
The girls never came.
The girls never came.
We've been talking about it all week, and tomorrow night's when it's going to happen. Jim Gaffigan is part of the Live-In Drive-In series that is happening at Citizens Bank Park. There are still some tickets available. You can get them through phillies.com/drive-in, and he's on the phone. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, my cheesesteak buying friend. How are you?
You know, that was the best free cheesesteak I ever got somebody, right? Because every time I talk to him, it just comes right to the front of the conversation.
You know he's not going to forget.
I'm somebody who kind of cares about food.
I've heard that. I got to tell you, I'm somebody who cares about you, and I'm wondering, are you doing okay, Jim? Because
I'm doing all right.
You sure? Because I watch CBS Sunday Morning on a regular basis, and I saw you outdoors. And with a hat on and growing things. You were growing vegetables. What's happening to you, Jim?
We're all losing it, right? you know, we're desperate for things to do, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
We rented a house, and the people that we rented the house from had some raised garden beds. So I planted some stuff and started obsessing on that. I thought it would be fun for the kids, and then my kids immediately disappeared. But yeah, so I planted seeds, I grew vegetables, I even got to the point where I've eaten some vegetables. I'm totally losing my mind.
And then here's a man with five kids, and he goes out and makes a movie for Amazon with kids.
Yeah. No,
that's, you see my concern?
It's the kid thing, you know, Troop Zero was great. I mean, the good thing is like, I only had to be nice to the Troop Zero kids for like an hour a day, you know? just when the camera... No, they were great kids. And my kids love that movie. You know, Amazon has been very good to me. You know, I've got a couple comedy specials on there and Troop Zero. Yeah, I got to tell you, this drive-in show, it's exciting, but it's also, you know, here we are at the end of August, and I have a feeling it might be my last show of the year, you know what I mean? Because the pandemic is the way people are talking, you know, everything's going to be all dangerous in October and November, so, and it'll be too cold to do these outdoor shows,
sure.
So this will be the last time.
So let me ask you something about this, because all these people are sitting in their cars, right? They're listening to you on their radios, right? They're sitting in this parking lot. You can't really hear the laughter, can you? I mean, how do you pace yourself?
It's surprisingly rewarding. But you have to understand, comedians have performed in front of silence or drunk people or people that don't understand English for years. And so... But I would say that it's unique because sometimes people show up, if they have a pickup truck, there's people sitting in lawn chairs in the back of the pickup truck. It's far more interactive than you would imagine. But there are, it's not the same as performing in a club, but it's kind of like going to a tailgate of an NFL game. You know, it's like you got to do it once. I do think that it's a unique experience. You feel a little bit like you're recreating a scene from the movie Cars, you know, like your mater up there just trying to entertain physical cars. But, you know, life is pretty weird right now. So,
Jim, I'm curious, with your crowd at these drive-in shows, what's the ratio of minivans?
It's so funny because, like, how do you determine even if you do well in front of cars? Like, are they, my car was really low on windshield wiper fluid. But, you know, there's no measure. But, yeah, no, there's some minivans, there's some pickups, there's some imports, but it's also, like, there's no way of measuring, you know, because I'm performing with a couple friends. And it's not like I can ask them, like, hey, what's the crowd like? And they're going, well, there's a lot of imports. You know what I mean? Like, what are they going to say?
Now, we have been, so you know, as a tribute to you, all week this week, we've been handing out tickets to the show tomorrow night, and we're doing it with something we called Bacon or Fakin. You know, it's all bacon facts, because does anybody represent bacon better than Jim Gaffigan?
Oh, well, thank you.
But when you were in Canada, right? What was it like eating up there?
Well, you know, there is Canadian bacon, right?
But that's ham.
Well, bacon is different. Even if you go to the UK, I had bacon in Israel. You know what I mean? It was kind of like top secret.
I was going to ask how the hell did you pull that one off?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's, you know, but like, I think they call it strippy bacon in the UK, our bacon. My children love Canadian bacon because it's easy to make. It's like half ham, half beef jerky. I don't know. It's weird.
But in Canada, what is that stuff? That poutine? Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Poutine, yeah. Well, look, we all have, you know, Philly is like the home of Scrapple, too, right?
Right, right.
Like, we all have this weird stuff. I got to remember to pick up some Scrapple.
No, you really don't. You really don't. Your kids have never had hoof before. They don't need to have it now.
Well, you know, hot dogs are not far off. Right?
That's true. Yeah,
good point.
That's true. All right. Could you do me a favor? Because I was trying to explain this to the guys earlier today about when you were in Spain. You learned a lot of things about Spain, but the one that was probably the most amazing is the Christmas tradition with the log.
It's actually in Barcelona.
Oh, it's only Barcelona.
It's only Catalonia. Okay. You know, like you always hear about there's a part of Spain that wants to leave.
You're
Catalonia.
Right.
First of all, they have two traditions. One is they have this guy who's squatting, like he's doing a poop.
Right.
And there's a poop behind him.
Okay.
And they put that in their nativity scene. I swear to God.
It's a figurine.
Okay. It's a figurine. So, like, next to baby Jesus and, you know, one of the three kings, they would have this guy who's squatting, doing a poop. And then that's called the Caganer. Cagatillo, which is a log, but I think it's a turd. So it all goes back to fertilizer. It's so weird because, you know, here I am. Now I'm doing the gardening thing. So it's this log that kids take care of. They put a blanket over it. And then around at a certain point, they hit the log with a stick and ask it to bring them sardines. It's like so
what?
It's so weird. But it's all traditions are rather strange. Do you know what I mean? Like we have some fat guy breaking into our house and giving us presents. It's all human beings are just insane. So but like that's just the Catalonians. They got a lot of weird things.
The literal version of Mr. Hanky, the Christmas poo from South Park?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, that's obviously where those guys got that idea. You know what I mean? And it's just weird, you know, but like that's some of the different cultural phenomenons, you know, that, you know, we know on just like certain cities or certain areas of the U.S., but like it gets weirder and weirder throughout the world, you know, like human beings are weird and we just kind of, you know, grasp on to certain things and think they're normal. But like when the reality is we're all just a bunch of nut jobs.
My favorite part of the kids is that they have to feed the log. They have to bring the log.
Yeah.
And what do you feed a log?
I think it's like treats, right? And so it's you can see parallels, right? So like, we leave food out for the stranger that breaks into our house.
Right.
And they're leaving food out for a poo. You know what I mean? It's just insane. You know, there's plenty of people that have Spanish heritage that are listening to this right now that have never heard any of this.
Well, Jim, look, it is great to talk to you again. Have a great show tomorrow night, the Live and Drive-In at Citizens Bank Park in the parking lot there. Gates open at 6:30. Show starts at 8 o'clock. If you don't have tickets, you could just go to phillies.com/drive-in. The most recent special, the one that we were talking about, is Pale Tourist, which is available on Amazon. It is good to talk talk to you again. I hope all is well with the family, because if I'm correct, you have teenagers as well as little children.
Yes, I do. I have two teenagers, and dealing with a pandemic with teenagers, right. You know, that's what you want. You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to deal with 6 months of semi-quarantine, you're going to want to be with some teenagers.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Bigger, better, and stronger than ever before.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
And we will make
the John DeBella Podcast
great again. Thank you. Thank you very much.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.